This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today on this first weekend of the new month. And we have a big show for you this week. My first guest from PBS, T.J. Lubinsky, will be here. He's got a new show that first aired on CBS in 1965. He redid it, and it's called It's What's Happening, Baby. Then from the Attack of the Murder Hornets on the Discovery Plus channel, Ted McFall will be joining us. Country legend Loretta Lynn will be here from the third season of New Amsterdam. Tyler Bean, comedian Tom Arnold, comedian Tommy Davidson, who was part of an ABC show called Soul of a Nation. From her daytime TV show, Tamron Hall will be joining us. And then we're going to chat about eating healthy with Mia Sin. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. We're going to pause only momentarily, come back with my first guest this first hour, T.J. Lubinsky from PBS.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest has been with us in the past, and I'm always delighted when he comes here. We have a lot of stuff in common, and he is now going to be embarking on yet another venture for public broadcasting. Joining us right now is our friend, T.J. Lubinsky. Hi, T.J., how are you? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Ron, it's great to be here with you, and of course, love hearing the Supremes.
Can you bring it back for us? Being a disc jockey for many, many years, you know, we played a lot of songs, but of course, we always looked up to the guys like Murray the K. And he used to come out with albums with Murray the K's greatest hits, of a collage of things. You have taken a show that aired back in June 28th, 1965 on CBS, has not seen for almost 56 years, called It's What's Happening, Baby, that's going to be premiering on public broadcasting on Saturday, March 6th. Tell us about it, TJ.
Well, it's interesting, you know, because I always grew up knowing about Alan Freed. I mean, in my house, Alan Freed was absolutely a god. And also how criminal it was and what happened to Alan, how he lost his job. Then, of course, I knew very well, working in the New York, New Jersey market, Cousin Brucey.
Right.
But But I didn't know there was a gap between those guys. And the gap, of course, was the great Murray the K. Kaufman, just an incredible DJ who was a performer, who was stylized, who played his own music, not what the program director told him to do, and who really had the pulse of the kids at that time. I remember being a young kid, I got a bootleg of the concert, particularly because I love Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. They're my favorite group. I was able to get a clip of the Miracles, not realizing it was from a full show. And then, you know, I knew right then and there eventually I'd be able to find the show and do something with it. And that's how we come upon to where we are today.
It's funny you should mention that, because I've seen a million clips on different late night record offers of that show and never realized myself that it was part of a special that was done. Now, you are known for producing these things from scratch. I remember distinctly having a conversation with you about how you go back and listen and chart just about every song note for note so that when you put on those PBS specials, and you have put on a ton of them, that everything is just the way the record sounds, which is the key to this whole thing. This was a little bit different. I'm assuming that it was not so labor-intensive because you had the whole show, but you did redigitize it in its entirety.
Well, okay, so here's your breaking story that no one else knows because no one else has asked that question. If it's a production I'm involved with, I always want it to sound as close to the recording as possible.
Right.
And when we got the Murray the K tapes, the video side of it took probably 2 or 3 years to reconvert, to get each segment to play, because it wasn't just one show at the Fox Theater. It was all these remote locations all around the country. The way they recorded it, each time they went to a new location, all the settings had to be reset, the different levels and the instruments that make the videotape play. But for me, there was a problem. The first problem, meaning that anytime they lip-synced anything, it was all mono, which is nice, but in today's world of high-definition television, I really wanted to go back and resync up those clips so that we had true stereo on all those records. That's where there's like a lip-sync performance, almost like an early MTV style, the way Murray went out and recorded all these kids and young performers on the street. And then there was a live performance that was recorded at the Brooklyn Fox Theater. For those, what I wanted to do was really get the sound of the stereo record. So in cooperation with the record companies, what we did was we got the original backing tracks to most of the songs, which would be just the backing vocals and the backing instruments. Say it's the Drifters, it would be the strings and the horns and the drums and some percussion and the backing Drifters. But we were able to get those minus the lead vocal, because most of the lead vocals in this Murray the K show were all live. And so we were able to mix that, add in some of one of my orchestras, which happens to be overseas, to fill in some of the gaps and to really make this a stereo recording with the actual live vocal, but the background now, instead of being something you hardly heard before, actually is a full orchestra sound.
Man, now you really whet my appetite to see this thing. That is outstanding. Well, I didn't think you'd let it slide by half done. Now, some of the acts that are here, the great Ray Charles, Dionne Warwick, the Righteous Brothers, the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, Johnny Rivers, the Miracles, Herman's Hermits, the Temptations, Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells. These are great performances. And tell us about the fact that this particular show, and I didn't know this, okay, TJ, was a show commissioned by the United States government's Office of Economic Opportunity. It was part of Lyndon Johnson's War on Poverty, which encouraged the youth of America to go out and get summer jobs while out of school. Never knew that.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. And, of course, they called him Murray the K as someone they thought would have a connection to the youth of America, because Murray at that time had his own radio show, and they knew he was a performer by the way he did the stage act. You know, he would change outfits, he would sing as part of the band, and all that stuff. And so they went to Murray and said, let's make a TV show. I think in different parts of the country, not realizing that, you know, it was going to be mostly urban. He was trying to attract urban African-American kids, Latino kids, to go back into school. And so when it aired, there was a lot of problems because people in certain parts of the country, they didn't like what they saw.
Right.
And that's why it never aired again, primarily because it's very diverse. But if you grew up in an area like New York or Philadelphia or wherever else, New Jersey, where I'm from, you never really saw a color line anyway. So you see all these kids, black, white, Latino, all together singing and dancing and calling and responding with the different artists. And it's really a beautiful form of how music can surpass any of our differences.
And one of the highlights is the fact that this show, because you have stars today that work with Marie the K, like Little Anthony and Dionne Warwick, but you also had probably the last interview with Mary Wilson of the Supremes, and then she passed away about a week or so later. So this is a real memorial to the Supremes.
Yeah, and of course that puts an end on our hope that there would be a reunion
right.
one day. I'd always thought, because the main problem with the reunions in the past were fights over money, I had thought, you know, maybe after this show I can go to Diana Ross and some of the other folks involved with Cindy and say, look, we're public television. We have no money. So that problem, gone. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Let's
right.
get us all together. And that was kind of my plan. And Mary was so alive. She'd hosted a bunch of shows for me. And she was talking about, oh, I'm going to do a new movie, and then I'm going to do a reality show, and then I got another book. And I mean, she was so alive, and then she was gone a couple days later. It made you realize how precious life is. She had blood clots, I think, of what took her, but it was just so sad.
Yeah, and she was a grand lady. I have to congratulate you on millions of dollars that you have raised for PBS with shows like Get Down Tonight, The Disco Years, The 60s Experience, Doo-Wop Vocal Groups, Moments to Remember, Motown Memories, The British Beat, Country Pop Classics. I mean, you have really brought the music of our lives, the, as Dick Clark used to say, the blueprint of our lives, back to television. And you know what's nice about it, TJ, and you know this better than anybody, it never dies.
Yeah. It's amazing because, you know, when you see some of these performances, particularly the Temptations are singing their first hit on air, also written by Smokey Robinson, The Way You Do the Things You Do.
Right.
And you think these guys have, you know, they've got all the power in the world. They had Charlie Atkins as their choreographer. They could do anything. They were the, you know, I call them the tall, tantalizing, toe-tapping, terrific Temptations. And you sit and you talk to these guys, right? And they're like, yeah, but we were afraid of Little Anthony and the Imperials. We had to really step up our dancing because we thought they were going to blow us off stage. And then in the same show, I call him Tough Tony, Little Anthony says, we were scared of them. Those guys were scared of us. We were scared of them.
Yeah, great story.
And it's pretty amazing to see that camaraderie, competition, but camaraderie at the same time.
Well, as Murray the K used to say, it's a swinging soiree. Its premiere is coming up this Saturday, March 6th, of course, on public broadcasting. And the time is going to be 7 p.m. Eastern and Central Time. However, as we all know, public television do a ton of encore telecasts, so check your local listings because it'll be playing several times over the years. And it's, of course, the brainchild of our guest and friend T.J. Lubinsky, and it is called It's What's Happening, Baby, and it's a star-studded show from a lot of great, great artists over almost 56 years ago. T.J., I know your brother lives in town. Please, the next time you visit Orlando, let me know. You have my number. We can break bread together, come on over to the studio, and we can talk about good old rock and roll.
Sounds like a plan to me. Thank you.
Thanks, TJ. Look forward to having you back, my friend.
Bye-bye.
He does a great job, and this public broadcasting venue that he has really taken over for great musical memories. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender.
and lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. I can't wait to talk to our next guest. I really mean this. There's a new documentary that just premiered a couple of weeks ago on Discovery Plus, and it is called The Attack of the Murder Hornets. I don't mean to make light of it, but it almost sounds like a science fiction movie, you know, where you say, The Attack of the Murder Hornets. But it's a very serious issue, and joining us right now is a gentleman who owns McFall V-Art, our friend Ted McFall. Hi, Ted. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, pretty good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good. I didn't mean to make light of the name of this, but it does kind of sound like a science fiction movie, and it's true. We're talking about a phenomenon of the Asian giant hornet, and it's known as the murder hornet. Tell us about this, because it is attacking all kinds of bees that, of course, are very important to our environment because they are pollinators of food crops. So it's a risk to our food source, and it's also a very weird situation. Tell us about it, Ted.
Yeah, well, you know, I think you're right that the name of the documentary, Attack of the Murder Hornet, that does sound kind of like a silly name or like from a 60s horror movie.
Right.
And actually, the documentary itself kind of plays out like a work of fiction because a lot of this is stuff to believe that there's such a terrible creature here on U.S. soil right now, but the reality is it is here, and currently the murder hornet is in the Pacific Northwest, and so the documentary kind of depicts the struggle that we have of trying to eradicate this thing, and no one knows if we're going to be totally successful or not, because the problem is if we're not successful in stopping it right now, it's going to spread across the whole United States, and these murder hornets, they're giant hornets, they're the biggest hornet in the world, they're 3 inches long, they have these giant mandibles, these giant jaws that they use to bite off the heads of the bees, and they can also bite people if they want to, or bite other animals or other creatures. They have a giant long stinger, their stinger is a quarter inch long, bee equipment doesn't work against it. They can sting through any clothing, you know, and they also are able to spray venom. And so if they are successful in spraying venom in your eye, it's permanent blindness. It's a terrible, terrible creature to have here in the United States.
It did come from Asia? Is that where it originated from? And if it did, how did it get here?
So it did come from Asia. No one's exactly sure how it wound up on the U.S. soil. There's different theories, and actually in the documentary, you'll see some of the possible theories. They include the possibility of it having come here on a cargo ship accidentally, or maybe someone even smuggled them here to the United States, because there's certain cultures that like to eat the murder hornets. Because it's such a big, meaty creature. There's actually recipes and stuff to eat them. So it's possible that someone brought them here to try to raise them, and then they got out. Or it's also possible that some enemy of the United States may have released them on purpose to go through the United States killing our pollinators, killing all the bees, which would definitely hurt our food supply and cripple the agricultural industry.
You are hit directly with this. I understand that in the near 2019, you have a colony of 60,000 honeybees that were decimated because of this. I mean, what happened when you saw this? And they were beheaded, which is, you know, sounds like a horror movie again.
Yeah, unfortunately, the murder hornet is, they're very good at killing honeybees. And they just show up and just start biting off heads. They're fast. They can wipe out an entire honeybee colony in a matter of hours. They're very swift and very efficient killers. And so if this problem spreads, then there's going to be more honeybee colony loss throughout the United States, which is going to make food prices go up, and it's going to be really bad for our country. That's why we're trying our best to try to stop this thing before it's too late. You know, some people think it's going to be impossible for us to stop it, but we're trying hard. And if there's any hope, then we're gonna try to do it.
A single hornet can behead 20 bees in a minute, and a small group of them can destroy a hive of 30,000 bees in just 90 minutes. How do you treat it? How do you get rid of them? I mean, what kind of danger is it to you, Ted, when you're trying to kill off this thing?
Well, of course, you know, they tell us that if we happen to show up to an apiary and we find one under attack, you know, they tell us, you know, do not try to fight them because, you know, if they don't, you know, they can... If they start stinging you, then it becomes life-threatening very quickly, since a human can only sustain around a dozen stings or so until it becomes life-threatening. And so, but what we're trying to do is capture live ones and then attach a tracker to it and then release it so we can find the nest. Because really, it does no good to kill just the foraging murder hornet. You have to find the nest so you can kill the murder hornet queen to get rid of that nest. And so you'll see in the documentary, you know, the struggles of trying to locate the nest.
You talk about tracking them. How do you do that? I mean, I understand when they put trackers on fish, you know, whales, turtles. How do you do that to a little bee that is so dangerous to even get near?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, these murder hornets, they're awfully big. You know, they're 3 inches long. They're very strong. They're very muscular. So they can actually carry quite a load. And so, you'll see in the documentary, like, you know, efforts of trying to glue a tracker to the back. That turns into a total fiasco that you'll see in the documentary. Also, trying to tie a tracker to the murder hornet and release it that way. But, you know, there's different ways that we've been trying to track this thing down to find the nest and kill it. But, you know, none of it is. Of course, the murder hornet's not going to cooperate with you while you're trying to put glue on its back and stuff. And also, they fly very fast, and yeah, it's a real tough thing to track down their nest in the woods somewhere.
Ted, you know, aside from this great documentary, and again, it's on Discovery Plus, it's called The Attack of the Murder Hornets, why has not the mass media got on this case? I mean, you know, it sounds it could be as bad or approaching COVID-19. Has there ever been any public dissemination of information regarding this?
Well, you know, at the beginning, it hit the media, and then everyone's talking about, oh, the murder hornet, you know, this is only 2020. And then, like, very rapidly, like, it just kind of, like, stopped getting covered. And so everyone was like, oh, okay, well, I guess there was nothing really to worry about. But the reality is, you know, they're still here on U.S. soil trying to spread. And then the people here in the Pacific Northwest that are trying to stop them, you know, it seems like it's kind of falling off the radar of a lot of the United States, but I guarantee you, if this thing spreads and if we're not successful in the Pacific Northwest, then there's going to be a lot of upset people that say, well, how come we didn't try to stop it from the very beginning? You know, it's kind of like COVID-19. If you could get in a time machine and go to Wuhan, China, whenever that COVID-19 first started spreading, you could have stopped it. And so that's kind of the point that we're at right now. We're kind of like at ground zero where it's just starting. And so that's why we're desperate to try to stop this thing. And unfortunately, it's happening during the whole pandemic. And so it seems like the pandemic is what's getting so much media attention and all that. Or else I'm sure that this murder hornet would be getting more attention.
Well, it's fascinating. And I think everybody should watch it. And we need to, you know, spread the word about it. It's a brand new feature documentary that's on Discovery Plus as we speak. It's called Attack of the Murder Hornets. Our guest is Ted McFall from McFall Bee Art, who has a lot of knowledge of this because he's been actually affected by this thing. I can't wait to watch this, really, Ted. And anytime you want to come back when you got new developments, good or bad, please let us know. We'd love to talk to you, okay?
Well, fantastic. Well, I'm sure you're going to like the documentary. And just so you know, everything in it is totally real and totally authentic. There's no creative license or no... no silly stuff in there. I mean, it plays like a work of fiction. It's kind of tough to believe some of this stuff, but I promise you everything in it is totally accurate.
Well, I'm very anxious to see it. I urge all of our listeners to do so. And come back, and let's chat about this some more, okay?
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. To be honest with you, it's frightening. I never heard of this thing before. You know, it does kind of sound like one of those 50s science fiction movies where you say, the attack of the murder hornets, but this thing is the real deal. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has passed President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. The bill passed Saturday morning along party lines by a 50-49 vote. Following the measure's passage, President Biden thanked those senators who voted for it, saying it was something the country urgently needed.
I want to thank all of the senators who worked so hard to reach a compromise, do the right thing for the American people during this crisis, and voted to pass the American Rescue Plan. It obviously wasn't easy. It wasn't always pretty, but it was so desperately needed. Urgently needed.
The package now goes back to the House for reconciliation and is expected to be on the president's desk this coming week. Biden and congressional Democrats had wanted to get the measure into law before federal unemployment insurance expired later this month. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial. Or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today, and there's only two people who can sing that song. One of them is Patsy Cline, who made it a hit, and the other one is our guest, who I am delighted to have on the show today. She is to country music what Elvis was to rock and roll, Sinatra was to pop. Joining us right now with a belated happy birthday greeting is legendary Loretta Lynn. Hi, Loretta. Welcome to the show.
Hello, and it's really nice to talk to you.
Well, it's great having you here, and after 30 years of doing the show, to say that we've got you here a few times, and I love that. You must like it here. That's an accomplishment all in itself, you know?
Yes.
I meant what I said when I said that only two people could sing that song, you and your dear friend Patsy Cline, who everybody loved as everybody loves you. But we're going to talk about this new book you have called Writing My Feelings. I found it rather interesting that you'd rather write than singing out on a crowd. I'm glad that you do both, dear.
Well, I try to do both, but I would. I love to write because it seems to me like I've got about myself all the time. That way it takes a lot off of me. If I've got something on my mind, it helps.
Now, was it therapeutic? Was it hard to write this? Because I sense by reading it that the memories that you had and shared with Patsy Cline were so much a part of this. And it's very emotional. I mean, I was getting emotional just reading it.
Well, her and I had such a good time together that we look at each other and laugh 1 minute and talk. We'd talk about something that was sad, and then we'd both be crying. So we were two bad girls.
Well, there's nothing bad about that, Loretta. You know, here's the thing that I really appreciated. Now, you did everything together. You raised your children together. You did everything humanly possible together. Yet, you were so much connected with music and the art. A lot of times people new in the business doesn't want to share anything about themselves because they're worried about the competition. But you and Patsy were not like that, were you?
No. There's no competition. It's whatever they make it. It's however they do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if competition's great, let them get it. I mean, more power to them.
Yeah.
But the trouble of it is, they don't work for it.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. And that's the problem when fame comes to somebody so very, very young. Let's start in the beginning, okay? Didn't know that you were named after Loretta Young. You were delivered by a midwife who was 80 years old at the time and blind.
Yes.
Oh, man, you talk about, getting a rough start. And, of course, born in a two-room log cabin. But when you first got started in the business and your husband, Doolittle, said, let's go out and make some records, and the touring of that brings back the good old days of promoting a record. You went town to town delivering records to disc jockeys, did you not?
That's right. I really worked hard at it, but I would have never made it unless I had done this.
Yeah. Loretta, they can't do that today. They can't make the stars like yourself and Elvis and Sinatra and all those people we mentioned earlier because radio stations don't do that anymore, do they?
Well, it's not the radio stations, it's the person. You know, if you want to just sit down and say, hey, I've got a record out here and I'm a star and I'm going to be a star, it ain't going to make it.
No. You tell a great story. I love this story because being an old disc jockey, boy, I tell you, I remember this very well. You walked into a radio station to promote the record and you found the record in the garbage can. Tell us that story, because I think that's a great story.
Well, I went in asked him if he got my record. It was around here someplace, and they didn't want to play it. It was blah, blah, blah. It was just like everybody else, just like every radio station. And I just looked down, and in the garbage can laid the Zero record. And I picked it up, and I said, so you got it and played it? And I said, well, what's it doing in the garbage can?
Yeah, that's the way it was, boy. I'd say, long way from those days. She won the CMA's Female Vocalist of the Year Awards in 1967, 72, 73, and 1976, released her first best-selling autobiography, which was later made into a movie, Coal Miner's Daughter. 1972, named the CMA Entertainer of the Year, the first time in the history chosen for a woman, and inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1988, and 3 books to her name. Tell us more about Writing My Feelings. I find that a fascinating book.
Oh, the one of me and Patsy?
Yes, you and Patsy.
Well, it wasn't hard for me. I just close my eyes and think back. And I can hear her talk and hear myself talk. And it was just like she was here with me and we were doing all this now.
You named one of your twins after her, did you not?
Yeah, Patsy.
Patsy, yeah.
My daughter that helped me write the book.
Uh-huh. Where did you learn of the plane crash, Loretta?
Oh, my God. I don't even like to think about it.
I know. You don't have to answer
that. I was in bed, and it was on a Sunday morning, and, you know, I was to go with her that time.
Really?
She was going to take me, and she was giving me $50 to go with her. And the little black book in Memphis called and said they would like to have me come down and sing on Saturday night. And I told Patsy, I said, Patsy, if I go to Memphis, they'll play my record, letting everybody know I'm going to be singing at the Little Black Book, and I'll get more publicity out of that than I will, you know, if I just went with you. So I'm going to go to the Little Black Book.
Yeah.
Or I'd have been with Patsy.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, that's a frightening thought. It really is. You've written over 150 songs. And, you know, 79 charted records, including 52 top tens and 16 number ones. Boy, that is unbelievable. Did you ever think, as a young girl growing up, and you had it tough, there's no question about it, Coal Miner's Daughter really profiles how tough you had it. Did you ever think that you would reach the stars as you have?
Honey, we had our radio, Philco radio, and we'd save the batteries till Saturday night to listen to the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow.
And I always listened to Ernest Tubb and Kitty Wells and Bill Monroe and all these big artists, you know, never dreamed that I would ever be singing with them.
Yeah. You know, we've interviewed your sister, Crystal Gayle, many times. And the last time she was bragging about her new CD, which she had every right to brag about. And she was so excited because the first time ever you two did a duet on that CD.
We sang a little bit that day.
She was just ecstatic about it.
Well, goodness gracious.
See, you found out something that she didn't tell you, right?
That's right, because I've been singing with her since she was a baby, and I'm much older.
Yeah. You spend a lot of time at the museum.
I do.
Yeah. I was watching a story a few months back saying that you go there and you talk to the people, that you're very accessible, you sing some...
Oh, do I go over there and sign autographs?
Yeah. That's...
People come through, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever retire, Loretta?
Why?
May I tell everybody how old you turned on April 14th, or is that our secret?
Right on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Loretta Lynn, who sounds terrific, sings like an angel, writes great songs and books, turned 88 this past April 14th. I think that's sensational.
Thank you. I was born in 1932. Is that 88?
According to my calculations, that's 88, yes.
Is it?
If you want to cheat a little bit, Loretta, you can.
No, there ain't no use cheating. I don't care.
I love it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the name of the book about Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn is called Writing My Feelings. Get it now. It is a great book. And, of course, the recording that we played is the version of I Fall to Pieces, which, like I said in the introduction, only two people could sing it. Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn. Hey, Loretta, this has been a real treat for me. I got to tell you the truth.
Well, me too, honey.
And I hope one day that you come back and join us, and I'd love to come visit you at the museum. How would that
be?
Well,
come on down.
I would love to do that. I really do.
Well, come on. We'll go into the museum, and we'll have us a cup of coffee and piece of cake or whatever, and I'll bring you over to the house, and we'll do that.
Well, I got to tell you something. I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm a singer. And I sing with a 15-piece orchestra doing all the great songs of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s.
Oh, that's great. Hey, so maybe I'd love to hear you.
You and I need to get together, and my goal would be to sit down and have an acoustic session with the great Loretta Lynn.
Well, we'll do it.
Now you made a reason for me to get up in the morning, you know that?
Where are you at?
I'm in Orlando, Florida. It's not that far away. Hop, skip, and a jump once the quarantine's over.
You need to come up.
I'll get on the plane, and I'll be up there.
All right.
Loretta, thank you for joining us. Thank you for all the great hours of entertainment you've given us, and we love you, dear.
Thank you, and I love you too, honey.
Thank you, Loretta.
Thank you.
Doesn't get any better than that, ladies and gentlemen. The great Loretta Lynn. Unbelievable lady. I love her. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. It seems like only yesterday, and I mean that. I know that's kind of a standard line, but it's real. I mean, I can't believe that it's already season number 3 of the hit NBC TV show New Amsterdam, which is premiering this month. It's a great show, and boy, 3 years have gone by very, very quickly. Our next guest is one of the stars of that show, and when you talk about a working actor, his name comes up because he has done a lot of things both on TV, on the big screen, and he plays the role of Dr. Iggy Fromm on that New Amsterdam. Joining us right now is Tyler Labine. Hi, Tyler. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm great, but I need to say one thing.
Yes.
In all seriousness, you have the best voice I've ever heard.
Oh,
my
really?
Gosh, man.
Really?
What a voice. Holy cow. I can listen to you talk all day.
Well, tell that to my wife. You know, that's very nice. You know, when I first got into radio, just to digress for a moment, I was 14 years old. And
wow.
I was hanging around these guys that had, you know, all sounded like Walter Cronkite. And I wanted to be a disc jockey. I didn't think really a deep resonant voice was necessary. So that's nice of you to say, because I never got into it predicated on my voice. I got on a predicated that you could meet a lot of girls as a disc jockey, Tyler. I want you
yeah.
to
know. And personality up the wazoo with you, clearly. Yeah, and your wife, she doesn't know how good she's got it. You know,
please.
That's the thing. You can't see the forest for the trees, right?
Please say that as many times as you want when she hears the show. I'll be concerned at that point how to address that issue, but in the meantime, we're having a good time. Hey, Tyler,
yeah.
Congratulations on yet another season of New Amsterdam. This show has truly taken off, and deservingly so, too. And, you know, when I mentioned in the introduction about being a working actor, holy man, you were on Fox's yeah. Sons of Tucson, CBS Mad Love, NBC's Animal Practice, CW's Reaper, on the big screen with great shows like The Boss with Melissa McCarthy, Summer
yeah.
Mary Berry, The Planet of the Apes, and co-produced and starred in Mountain Men. You know, a lot of times an actress will get into a situation that's in reruns or something for a long, long time, which is great, mm-hmm. but hasn't really worked in, you know, 27 years. Boy, that's not the
yeah.
case with you.
No, and, you know, I feel really fortunate, and, you know, when I think about actors that have lived off syndication money and things like that, like, it's not easy. It's tough. You know, my heart goes out to people who haven't been able to keep pursuing what they want to do and keep growing and discovering as an actor. But, man, that's my whole bag. I don't really care about fame. I care a little bit about money, but I care the most about just discovery and following my creative impulses. So I've been really blessed, you know.
That's great. What can we expect without, you know, giving away the entire recipe on mm-hmm. season number 3 of New Amsterdam, which, as I mentioned before, has really taken off? Good show.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really, I think, our show's responsibility to kind of showcase what's happening in the world. And it was always the case with season 1 and season 2. And then, you know, a global pandemic hit, and we're a medical drama. And I think, you know, the choice was pretty clear that we need to really chronicle kind of what's been happening in our world, and especially, you know, specifically what's happening with frontline workers and healthcare workers and the battles that have been going on within these hospitals that a lot of us can't even really imagine. You know, it's been heartbreaking and brutal and gut-wrenching, and we're trying to really show that without, you know, dragging everybody through the mud and reminding them, like, hey, remember, we're in a pandemic. We also felt like, you know, it was our duty to kind of commiserate with people and show what's been happening, you know, in a way that sort of only our show does, which is like, let's all get together and cry about this, you know, like, let's let some of this out and let some of the healing begin. And also the show is about much, it's about hope. The season really is about hope and rebuilding and what's going to happen as we move forward in this world, you know, in this climate, as we kind of come out of the fog of COVID. And then as far as my character and some of the other character developments, everybody is going through a major kind of overhaul and a big kind of metamorphosis this year and realizing what's really important to them, which I think a lot of us can relate to as well. You know, coming through this pandemic, you kind of realized what's really important in life, reassess what we really want.
Right.
So that's happening. And my character specifically, transitioning from season 2 to 3, is going to be dealing a lot with learning how to love himself, realizing that he's more than just a doctor, you know, he's a husband, he's a father. And then also learning, we're really going to learn a lot about Iggy's eating disorders. He struggles really badly with eating disorders. And that's something that I struggle with in my life and chose to offer up to our showrunners as material for Iggy. So we're really melding a lot of stuff in my life and putting it into the show showcasing eating disorders from a male perspective, which we haven't really seen any medium. So that's exciting.
I think it's important to take an actor, or as far as that goes, anybody that is involved in a particular business, and use some of their experiences to further the role in this particular case. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how many people know this or not. When I first found it out a couple of years ago, I was kind of taken back that New Amsterdam is actually inspired by Dr. Eric Meinheimer's memoirs, 12 Patients, mm-hmm. Life and Death at Bellevue Hospital, and his 15 years as a medical director at that hospital. I don't mean to sound like I don't know what I'm talking about, but is he still with us, Dr. Meinheimer?
He is, yeah. He's actually a producer and a consultant on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's very, especially through season one and two, was very hands-on with what stories were being put into the show. And, you know, he got to have Ryan Eggle portray him on a TV show, which isn't bad. Not a bad guy to have portray you on a TV show.
No.
Yeah, he's a handsome fellow and charismatic. But it's, a lot of the things, a lot of the craziest storylines from the show, the ones that people would have been like, yeah, right, that's stuff from his actual life and cases that he's actually had to deal with, you know. Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. Yeah, he's very much involved with the show, yeah.
That's quite a compliment to have a very successful television series kind of taken after your life. That's, I guess, when you know you made it. You know, you were down in South Africa filming this escape room. What was that experience like? Were you there during this COVID thing?
No. This was a couple of years ago.
Oh, was it? Okay.
I was there. The movie came out. It's called Escape Room, as you just said, and it did really well, actually, which is pretty cool. But no, we were down there, I was down there for 12 weeks, and what an experience. Oh, my gosh, it was amazing. I was in Cape Town, and I got to climb up Tabletop Mountain, and I got to, you know, go to do a bunch of whale watching and went on some safaris. But other than that, like, just the experience of living and working in Cape Town was, like, it was unreal. And the cast was great, and we really had a good time.
Yeah.
But the main takeaway for me was just, like, I've been to South Africa.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, it was cool.
One of the benefits of working on a location, you could end up in Iceland, so I guess you got the better of the two. But, you know, Tyler, I congratulate you and the entire cast, Ryan and the whole crew, for a great job. Again, the season premieres on NBC New Amsterdam. Tyler, you're a great guest, and not just because you complimented my voice, but you really are. And I hope that you come back soon and chat up more about what's happening in season number 3 a little later on.
Pleasure. It'll be my pleasure.
If you got the time, I got the venue, okay?
All right. That's a deal. That's a deal. Okay.
Thanks, Tyler, and I'll play that part to my wife later on today.
Good.
Thanks, Tyler.
All right. Nice
guy. He really is. Very, very talented man, too. He plays the role of Dr. Iggy Fromm on New Amsterdam. As we mentioned before, it's in season 3 on NBC. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Root for Liberty Health Share. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty Health Share offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty Health Share 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour from PBS, T.J. Levinsky, from the TV show Attack of the Murder Hornets on Discovery Plus, Ted McFall, country legend Loretta Lynn, and from the third season of New Amsterdam, actor Tyler Labine. Next hour, comedian Tom Arnold will be joining us from Soul of a Nation on ABC, comedian Tommy Davidson. And, of course, the beautiful Tamron Hall from the daytime TV show Tamron Hall Show. And then we're going to chat about eating healthy with dietitian Mia Sin. And that's coming up next hour live with Ron Segi today. After a quick pause, we'll be back with our second hour's first guest, Tom Arnold.